This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
If you ain't really about it, you should stop and get a 9 to 5. When some niggas pull up on you, that's when you gon' change your mind. Mask off, no flu. You know my niggas gon' shoot. So mask off, no flu. You know my niggas gon' shoot. You know my niggas gon' shoot.
I was young enough, coming up, only 17, 38. When we travel late, that was my machine running up. Not no runner up, just me and couple G's. Chop it up, listening to Michael on some Belly Jean. I've been very keen, had to flip it up for my mom, and now I'm very clean. On some Hennessy, had to flip it up for my mom, and now I'm very clean.
Quit spending most of your life living in the gangster's paradise. Until you see the light, you'll be stuck in gangster's paradise. Quit spending most of your life living in the gangster's paradise. Until you see the light, you'll be stuck in gangster's paradise.
You ain't really about it, you should stop and get a 9 to 5. When some niggas pull up on you, that's when you gon' change your mind.
Mask off, no. You know my niggas gon' shoot. So mask off, no flu. You know my niggas gon' shoot. So mask off, no flu.
Wavy, look at me. I've been going crazy, upgraded to a I ain't traded my Mercedes. Now when I ballet, my doors go up. I was never lazy, I just worked my way up to the top. Bitch, I'm finally famous. Had to make some changes, got my whole family living good. All it took was patience. Every day vacation, even though I made it out the hood, I'm still yelling, gangsta, gangsta.
Quit spending most of your life living in the gangster's paradise. Until you see the light, you'll be stuck in gangster's paradise. Quit spending most of your life living in the gangster's paradise. Until you see the light, you'll be stuck in gangster's paradise.
You ain't really about it, you should stop and get a 9 to 5. Some niggas pull up on you, that's when you gon' change your mind.
Mask off, no. You know my niggas gon' shoot. So mask off, no. You know my niggas gon' shoot.
Hold up, hold
you
up.
Know my hold niggas up, gon' shoot.
Get up, gang. Pull up, back, back. Get up, gang, gang. Pull up, back, back. Get up, gang. Pull up, back, back.
So mask off, gang.
Damn, son. What a start to the show. What a revelation.
Bombshell.
Bombshell and a half. Yeah?
That's EastEnders. Duff, duff, duff.
We need that for next time we play that song. That was excuse me. I can't speak now after that. I'm choked up after that bombshell. That was Angel and either Eric Bellinger.
Bellinger.
It was one of those three. Delete is applicable, Eric, if you're listening.
Eric. How do you think it is?
I reckon it's Bellinger.
Bellinger. I would say, but I thought Bellinger.
Yeah, Bellinger. Because how was the champagne pronounced? Is it Bollinger? or Bollinger.
Champagne.
Yeah. How's the champagne? The champagne pronounced.
I always just call it Bolly.
It's got your own phonetics. Pain. That's how many different phonetics your name gets spelt in.
My first name gets Mikhail a lot, and that pisses me off.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, all the wrong tags for that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of names, though, we haven't told our listeners yours. The third voice you hear, in addition to mine, Michael Payne, and Sarah Dibunda, aka Natalie King, is Rupert from Beatbox Collective.
Hello.
Rupert Aldridge.
That's the government
is
alias.
Is the full name, the given name.
Or Aldridge. How do we say his
Okay,
name?
Is
we
it Old Ridge Old or Ridge. Aldridge?
Aldridge.
Cool. I'll just go for the straight up Old Ridge.
Or Old Ridgey.
Old Riggy. Yeah, call me Ridgy.
I'm going to call you Old Ridgy.
Yeah. That'd be
Rupert Old Riggy. Old Ridgy. Yeah.
Cool. Comes from Latin, obviously, yeah.
you impressed us so much with when you came in as a guest with the other three. There was minus one. Three minus one.
Yeah, yeah. Plus 10, Romeo Dunn. Beatbox Collective, we come in our numbers.
And, yes, exactly.
Thanks very much for having us back on.
No, not at really all. Cool. We've got all of the Beatbox Collective back in the form of Rupert Aldridge.
Yeah, I could do pretty much every impersonation. Yo, this is MC Zamy. This is the Hobbit. This is Ballsy.
Bellatrix.
Experimental.
Did Ballsy fart?
No, that's just my best impersonation of someone who's much better beatboxer than me. You know, my muscle memory isn't quite there, but you know. But thanks for the compliment. That, you know, it's definitely you know.
You know, in fights when you sit down and like, it's like you think it's going to come out silently, but it makes that kind of noise. Do you ever? No,
depends what diet. Depends what diet. I mean, you know,
they come in high fiber diet.
They come in squeaks and tweaks, and you know that's the best thing. Is it a baseline? Is it a fart? Don't know. Whack
this
up the sub bass and it goes.
Isn't someone famous for putting a fart on their Backstreet Boys?
Really? No
Backstreet
way.
Boys genuinely have a fart in.
What was the song called?
I think it was Backstreet's Back.
genuinely,
that is a fact. They have a fart in one of their biggest hits.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Someone farted while they were doing the take and they just kept it in there.
It was the one.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's Backstreet's Back. Pretty sure.
Who was in take that? Was that Robbie Williams? That him?
No, Backstreet Boys. It was Nick Carter.
Okay.
Oh no, isn't it? Because I feel like we've played the clip out. Is it As Long As You Love Me?
No, it was definitely an up-tempo number.
What a way to end that phrase. What a way you want to love me.
It was definitely.
I want it that way. I'm just because we've definitely played the clip out on the show.
I'm sure it's the bit where it goes. It's right on the one where it goes.
It's actually a pop.
No, seriously, I think it's on that part of the song. I'm pretty sure it is. And that's like fact. I've heard it from
it's the stories. The call.
The what?
The call get a response?
Hold on,
that's the one, eh?
Hello? Hi, it's me. What's up, baby? I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to be late tonight, so don't stay up and wait for me, okay?
There it is. That's it.
They had to edit. They're like, just bring in the stabs right now. Bring in the stabs right now.
That was it.
It was meant to be a 16-bar intro, but they were literally like, look, we cannot. We've done one take. Studio fees in those days were massive.
Tell me you heard it now.
No.
You didn't. It was it was right on the first beat.
You've
got to wheel it. Listen carefully. As soon as the music starts, don't be fooled by the drum. Do not be fooled by the drum. That's a fart.
Is it actually?
I swear to God, that's genuinely a fart.
That's a fart sampled for millions.
It's a fact. That's a fart. I think I can't remember who did it, but one of the members farted during a take, and that remained part of the song.
It's true. They accidentally farted, and it made the final mix.
He must have been naked because that shit was loud as fuck.
It was Howie.
He must have been naked, lying on the wooden table for a fart to make that noise. Am I lying?
Yeah. I'm working for that and sounds.
That was definitely ripping it on a hard surface.
That sounds like one he's been trying to keep in all day, and he just finally was just. He's gone into sick.
What happened? Guys, the table. Move the table. Yeah. We have to eat off this layer.
Right, cool. I'm done with my take. Who's next?
That sounded like a follow through as well. I just have to say. But Rupert, you are of course our 11th guest, just in time for the World Cup as well. We've put a little team together. Mm-hmm. of guest co-hosts. That was really good. Please just punctuate the whole show with sound effects.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, I've already failed to miss the fart one, but it's already been done for me. And stuff. I had such a great selection for it, but you know.
You can't be as good as the Backstreet Boys, though, know that. So it's best to just not try.
Honestly.
Real G's don't play.
So we've had Louis III, Six Figure, Marcel Somerville of Blazing Squad and Love Island fame. We've had Grime MC Laughter. We've had rapper Franco Phrase. We've had The Manor. We've had Shiesty, another MC. We've had another MC, Roxanne. We've had The Manor in again.
Takeover.
Yeah, exactly. They went above and beyond the Call of Duty, really, because they weren't guest co-hosts. They were actually the just hosts. Yeah. And Priya Crooks, A&R and founder, of course, of Strawberries and Cream Festival, which we're going to. I'm looking at Natalie right now.
I can't.
She can't look me in the eye. You're not coming, are you?
No.
You're not serious. You're not about this life.
Sorry.
Do you ever let your friends down, Rupert?
Oh, no.
In such a heinous way.
God, you know, as soon as went, it looks like I'm trying to get out of the rhythm here.
If the Beatbox Collective, you know, they book something en masse, you know.
Oh, I'm there.
You're a band, aren't you? Yeah, Beatbox Collective are a band. Bands stick together.
Try to set example, you know, turn up on time, proper planning of events, visible performance and all that sort of thing. But, I mean, that is the main thing, really, like, you know, being there. And occasionally some of us oversleep, you know, and if you guys go into a festival and everything, you know, obviously you're there to have a good time and stuff. Sometimes you might have an hour sleep, but still no excuse. If you're there, you got to be up, and no one should look at you cold in the eye when you wake them up, go, 30 minutes, bruv, 30 minutes. And that look on their face where they're going, oh. So I feel I've got a few in the bank to let, you know, someone down. But, you know, that's not a good thing to sort of follow through.
But Natalie in advance. Natalie's not slept over. I mean, she's not overslept.
Oh, right. I haven't slept over either.
I just realised there is an incredible difference between oversleeping and sleeping over.
Yeah.
But anyway, Natalie's just looking me dead in the eye.
I'm sorry.
As you were saying about, you know, as you mentioned before, and she's just telling me she's not coming. She's just letting me down.
What's your 10 good reasons?
Well, I've got something else to do.
Something else. It hasn't got a title though, has it?
Yeah, it's another festival. It's called Something Else.
No, right. I was going, really? I've never heard that.
It's a very good name for a festival.
All over the place.
But what's good is I nominate Rupert to go in my place. So, Rupert, you're there on Saturday, right?
This Saturday. God, what's my excuse now?
Yeah,
how do I let Michael down?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sleeping over?
That's a rarity, so I can't use that as an excuse. Like,
Rupert's oversleeping or sleeping over.
I'm not impressed.
I hope someone's sleeping over. What's Strawberry Fields like? Have you been there before?
No, Strawberries and Cream. Strawberries and Fields, which I've actually been to, is another festival that used to be it was in Leicestershire, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And that was a good festival. But yeah, it's just kind of defunct now, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. Exactly. If you know, text in, you know, we're waiting to find out.
Seemed to disappear the year Leicester won the Premier League.
Yeah.
Maybe there's I have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But I need to work on it. Yeah, actually, no, I think it disappeared before that.
They spent everything on their celebration budget. Couldn't happen the next year. The council weren't really behind the music.
There you go.
Football was where they were at.
There you go. You're the perfect smoking partner, by the way, mate.
Damn honestly. Right.
let's get into a little story, shall we?
Yeah, we've got lots of guests today as well.
We do, yeah. I'll tell the listeners about them. We have Sabrina Mahfouz coming in. She puts the act in activist.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I do try.
We've got Marcy Phonics coming in, and he's made a marked return to music with a very powerful song called Liberties, which has seen him debating on Channel 4 News, among other platforms, about the treatment of the, you know, the Windrush immigrants, and he's going to be coming in to chat to us about that. And just the impact that the song's had both on him and on the wider public. And we've also got in New Machine, who's a singer-songwriter, and he's going to be talking to us about his new music as well.
Yes.
Is that good enough for you, Nat?
Perfect.
Thanks. Can I get into the story now?
Please.
All right. A man served his friends tacos made from his own amputated foot.
Are we saying tacos?
Tacos.
That's posh. That's posh.
Tacos,
isn't it?
Garage.
Tacos.
Yes.
That's, I don't know. Tacos. Tacos.
No, I like it. Taco. That's good.
All right. Tacos. Man serves his friend tacos made from his own amputated foot. User incredibly shiny shart on Reddit. Do you know what a shart is, Nat?
Is it when you think that you're doing a fart?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the Backstreet Boys song?
Was that a shart?
That was a shart hit.
Yeah.
Shart topper.
So that is obviously accidental. No one deliberately does a shart, do they?
Some people do.
Do they?
Some people do.
Oh.
I think some people probably do. Well, maybe by
depends
definition,
how you want to start your day, you know.
Oh my
start
God.
Your day with a really good laugh. You the know, thing the muscles is, are just working that right.
Yeah. No, but then I just realised, like, you know, when we're gonna, if we're going to talk semantics, yeah. wouldn't a shot by definition be accidental?
True,
because otherwise you're just shitting. And you know you're shitting, so you're just shitting your pants willingly. But if you, if a shot is when you thought you were going to do a fart, but it turned out to be a shit. So okay. by definition, you can't knowingly shart.
Right, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Right?
I yeah. want to, though. Definitely want
I
to.
Want
to
knowingly shart. Yeah, yeah. That do would, you? Like, the world would implode.
I mean, you could say that and just do it because you're lazy. Like, I can't be bothered to even, like, go to the toilet. Mm. So I'm going to pretend it's accidental, but I'm doing it. We all know I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah, but if you prep yourself in the morning, yeah. you've gone to the toilet going, like, here we go.
Have
that's
that
where
all ran before yeah. bed.
No, you'd have to be in a parallel universe at the same time as you farted, and the other you would have to know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, there's a lot.
We'll research that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not, well, not, I won't be researching it, but if you mean by doing it, I won't be trying.
Back in 5 minutes.
Let's get into the song. We'll be back there.
So, user Incredibly Shiny Shot on Reddit, who wanted to remain anonymous, had a terrible motorcycle crash, which meant his shattered foot would have to be amputated. The doctor allowed him to keep his foot, and so 3 weeks later, he invited 10 of his friends around for lunch. He served them apple strudel, quiches, fruit tarts, mimosas, and of course, the main event, tacos with filling made from his foot.
Thought I'd add it, you know.
For those that have just joined us, Rupert from the Beatbox Collective is punctuating the whole show with sometimes gross as fuck sound effects.
Dot, dot, dot.
Cannibalism is technically legal in 49 states of America, with only Idaho banning the consumption of human flesh. Hmm. Of course, murder and selling human meat makes it hard, but actually eating innocently secured human meat is perfectly legal. Shiny said he originally wanted to have the foot taxidermied or freeze-dried so that he could have it standing around the house as a lamp or doorstop or something. Unfortunately, this was too expensive, so instead he just made a plaster of the foot as a doorstop and made a 3D rendering so he could make keychains. Before he did this, he cut a large chunk of his shin off and put it in the freezer. He then put it in a box of flowers and cremated it, with the ashes now sitting on his girlfriend's mantelpiece. He invited 11 friends around to eat the foot, saying to them, "Remember how we always talked about how if we ever had the chance to ethically eat human meat, would you do it? Well, I'm calling you on that. Are we doing this or what?" That's the quote. That's how he convinced his...
I like to say I've never friends. Had a conversation with anybody about would I ever want to eat human meat. I don't think
he doesn't stop giving though, does he? He's you know ashes to his girlfriend.
He's true, thoughtful keychains.
Yeah, 3 feet.
He got a friend who was a chef to cook the foot. He marinated it overnight and served it with onions, peppers, and seasoning on corn tortillas with tomatillo sauce. If I said that right, tomatillo? Tomatillo?
Tomatillo?
Tomatillo?
Let's call the whole thing off, eh?
Sounds like an Irish guy. Hey, it's tomatillo. When asked how it tasted, he said, "This particular cut was super beefy. It had a very pronounced beefy flavour to it." I feel sick. "The muscle I cut was tough and chewy. It tasted good, but the experience wasn't the best."
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I think I would never want to eat human flesh.
Ever.
Do you think they invited him round for, his friends invited him round for the second leg? Yep, here for 2 hours, right?
I know, especially the worst thing would be if it was chewy as well, like chewy human.
Ooh. No, just any, I don't want to hear any texture of food or consistency associated with human flesh. It all sounds gross when you associate it with human flesh.
Do you
even
see?
If it's nice, it's like chicken, the texture of chicken is nice, but if
nice, yeah.
you associated
beef.
That with human flesh, it would put me off chicken.
Yeah, you'd never, I don't think I'd eat meat of any sort again, because I wouldn't
I'd eat
trust
the skin
it.
And leave the rest.
Of the chicken?
Of the
human, whatever meat it is. You know?
Oh, if you had, so if you had,
I'll take the
would,
best
would
bits.
You do it if you had to eat a human?
So, really randomly, actually.
Okay,
no.
What? Don't stop.
So I was in Germany.
No. Just a little trip and stuff, you know.
No, I went to a little convention, actually. It was, who was it? Goldsmiths University. We were doing a little convention. And they had, there was a guy who'd made bread from his own human yeast. Maybe I'm going to have to, looking through the window. So I ate it. It wasn't bad, Brett. I mean, I ate it because basically, I mean, I'm not going to go into the science of it, and people are going to have to check out the yeast of the whole thing. But he made it from just literally dead skin.
Oh no, fuck off!
Did it? Was it chewy and tasted like beef?
It was no. It was a nice piece of bread.
Why?
I mean, like, you know.
No.
I mean, thankfully there weren't any seeds in it or anything like that. I was suspect of that, but no, it was a piece of bread. And it basically, I mean, like, you know, when the apocalypse comes, I suppose that's one method. I mean, I've got eczema, so you know. Treats on me sort of thing, but I mean, like,
literally
set up a bakery sort of thing, you know.
No but, way, no way, no fucking
anyway, so I'd like
way.
To think I've eaten a bit of human. Okay, I'm gonna get cuffed out of here, but
would
yeah.
you eat it again?
I suppose with a bit of butter and stuff. It was, you know, I mean, it was nice bread.
Right.
It was, you know, it was nothing.
I feel sick.
If someone hadn't told me that, I would have gone. Good effort, you know, like that's
right. But you knew before you ate it, right?
I did know,
okay.
yeah,
okay.
yeah. Which is
which
is worse,
though. Called?
Which is worse, eating it and enjoying it, or yeah, and not knowing.
What was the convention called?
It was just the Goldsmiths College, human by human.
If I ever have kids, remind me never to send them to Goldsmiths Union ever.
Not yeah. to the cannibal course. Anyway.
Yeah. Never, ever. I went to CannibalCon. CannibalCon.
Well, if it's legal, technically legal, obviously that means you can eat. Dead bodies, but not you can't not live ones. If you know what I mean, you can't have munch on that. But
what are the legal terms here?
Yeah, you definitely can't kill somebody to eat them. But if they're already dead, then you can eat them. Can you?
But wouldn't they have had? To, wouldn't they have?
After
would you not have had to have permission while they were alive?
I need consent. Yeah,
are people queuing up outside in Switzerland. You know.
So after you're gone. So does that mean? So as they're about to die, you'll have to go, like, can you just sign this? I really want to eat you. I'd like to eat you afterwards.
No, I'm sure you'd have to seek the consent when they were of sound mind.
Yeah, definitely. Not on their deathbed. No,
definitely not.
When they're at their tastiest.
Yeah. God, I'd be like, on my deathbed. Listen, who cares?
Attach this spit roast to you. Don't move. I'll turn you over.
They're preparing you, seasoning you just before. Like.
Now, what are you doing?
That coffin is just a massive barbecue.
Yeah, it's true.
I think I'd be all right, though, once I... Because if I'm dead, I'm not going to know. Like, if someone wants to eat me after I'm dead, I think I'm all right with that.
Nah, man. I'd haunt them. I'd haunt the fuck out of somebody if they ate me. Crazy.
You can eat me, but take my soul.
Like, there's already people that are kind of preaching this huge, you know, too big for the world meat industry, and you want to eat me. Do you know what I mean?
Apparently, some people have fantasies.
As long as it's humanely killed, then, you know,
right.
I suppose that's all right.
Some people have fantasies, apparently, about being eaten when dead. Have fantasies about it. I mean, you're dead. You don't even know. So what's the fantasy here?
The cold sweats kick in as soon as I even think about being dead. I don't have time to go past that into the fantasies about what happens, like, posthumously.
Okay.
I'm too busy shitting myself about the prospect of actually dying.
Right. Literally sharting about dying.
Exactly. There you go.
What if there was a plane crash? There was that film, wasn't there, where it happened in real life, and then they had to end up eating the bodies of people.
Yeah.
Would you eat someone
in that
scenario?
I like that.
How would you
like,
prepare them?
I'd always go with a bit of garnish and stuff. It's like, you know, where have you go and stuff like
that. I see, that's hard, because I've seen, what's
alive.
It called? Alive. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Because you'll die. You just have a quick munch on a leg and that'll survive. That's it. One time thing as well.
Bit of a
limp. I don't know how long that's going to go on for.
Let's say, I'm saying now, time.
Say I eat a dead body and then within an hour there's a rescue.
Yeah.
I've still got pieces of corpse in my fucking mouth. Do you know what I mean? And they're asking, how many survivors are there? And I'm like, you know what? 156. No, 155.
Apparently there's a cannibalism website that hooks up those who want to dine on human flesh with those hoping to be eaten.
Jesus.
That's not...
Well, Jesus. Yeah, you know, body of Christ and all that.
Yeah,
he maybe had fantasies about... He was on the cross, didn't he? He's like, tell them. Tell them what I said.
Well, anyway, this guy with his foot... I just know if someone said, come over tonight, I'm going to have cooked dinner. I mean, I like the ingredients he had on the menu with the strudel. That's not on enough.
Yeah, do you know what? I was quite...
sounds nice.
I would have known something was wrong when he was serving dessert first.
Yeah, strudel. In reverse order.
Do you know what I mean?
Quiche.
Then quiches, then fruit tarts. Haven't we already had dessert, brother? You all right? Yeah, sorry. I'm just really pressured about the main course, man.
Right.
Yeah, something dangerous is afoot.
Mimosas are the alcoholic drink, right? I would start with that. Start with all the alcohol, then lead up to the foot. Like,
yeah, I just ply them with alcohol. Yeah. Stuff my foot
goes
in
really
their
well
mouth.
With red wine. Like,
yeah. It'd be a little cocktail sticks. Or just like, you know, drunk people love kebab. It would just be my foot wrapped in doner, wrapped in pitta, foot in pitta,
made out of dead skin. Yeah, exactly. We know how to survive.
It would actually be the pitter patter of tiny feet.
Apparently, I don't want to see a photo of the foot, do we?
Go on then. Oh. Might as well. We've talked about it.
She says on here, on the running order, it says, I have photos of this on request, but be warned, they're
and
pretty grim.
She used two asterisks on either side, so you know.
That's not, where's the foot?
I was like, that looks like something I found in my kitchen this morning when we had the guy staying there. It was like, there was some minced meat there and stuff. Like,
well, maybe it was a foot in your kitchen. You don't know what he's cooking up.
It makes me think, like, you know, obviously, I do love a conspiracy theory, but I do think sometimes when I'm eating meat, like, how do I know that this is what is on the label?
You don't know.
You don't. You can only believe. You can just put your utmost trust
in how good the restaurant's description is. It's like, in a vivid source of humanitarian.
Because Tesco got nabbed. Oh, no. Tesco got nabbed. Yeah. They were putting horse meat in...
If you like salty salmonella in a bap, you're going to love this.
What is that? What's it garnished
with? That's the foot.
Oh!
That's the foot that they ate.
Oh my the gosh. Bottom bit I thought was an animal. It's like, Jesus.
Why is it among flowers?
I don't know.
Looks like a Kehinde Wiley painting.
That has come from the funeral. That's literally a grab and go.
Honestly.
Now available in takeaway.
That is nasty. No, I couldn't
I'm not
do it, man.
That foot.
Would you
I
have
couldn't
it off
knowingly
a bone
eat a human. Like, if someone would have to trick me. You know that question you asked me, that scenario?
Yeah.
You know, you're stuck on the top of a mountain and there's only. You know when you're at home and you could easily just go to the supermarket, but you keep going to the fridge knowing it's empty and just checking.
Yeah.
I'm doing that a million times in the plane's refrigeration bit before I resort to eating a fucking human.
But now if it happens, you won't trust it. If someone just cooks you dinner but doesn't tell you what it is, you'll be like, no, I'm not eating it in case
it's true. I want to see a live stream of you cooking that meal and killing the animal as well, actually. Yeah. Let's take it from the TOP.
Yeah. And don't serve me dessert first because I know what you're up to.
Continuous live stream. Don't break the stream.
Exactly. You know, there's a glitch. There was a glitch.
Nah, I'm not coming around. Fuck you.
This before McDonald's. And after things. Not quite adding up.
I'm not trusting anyone. Now, if I go around there and I'm offered strudel straight away, I'm like, no.
Nah, what is this? What is this? Skullduggery.
Yes.
Let's get into a song. And when we come back, we might have a guest in.
We might do.
We will definitely do. Amazing.
You
And that's Curtis Harding, who's obviously gone back in time and just like recorded this amazing music and fooled us into thinking that he just recorded it relatively recently. Mm. That's very, very classic sounding soul there from Curtis Harding with you. It's Not Over. I'm joined by a special guest co-host today. It's Rupert from the Beatbox Collective. And we've just been talking about a number of things, mainly cannibalism. And I'm still mortified. I've had to sort of cleanse my imaginary palate, if you like, with some Rolos. And Natalie provided the antidote to that foul-tasting story.
I mean, I brought them in. They've just got a bit of skin in them, but it's fine.
Have they?
But what comes after the Rolos? You know, if we're getting Rolos before, what?
The Rolos are my strudel. So it starts with the Rolo, and then I bring in the leg.
A human spit roast.
Yeah. Which part of a body would you eat, do you think? Because I think I wouldn't go for a foot, having seen. I don't really like feet. We don't like feet.
I'm quite
avid
on my fingernails, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Desiccated coconut. That's fingernails. That's what that is.
Crossed with anxiety. Yeah.
Honestly. It's because you know in the Second World War they used to cheat people into thinking because things were rationed. So apparently they used to put little bits of wood in jam to replicate seeds. Stuff like that. So how do we know desiccated coconut isn't just fingernails and toenails? Like, where do they go in the beauty salon?
That's true. You know? No one knows.
You never see where they put the fingernails and toenails in a beauty salon. No. When was the last time you checked?
I have never checked. Do you think they collect and go home and cook?
I think they collect
them
and get. You know, like you take copper to the the guys that buy copper.
The copper guys.
Come on, here we go.
Do you mean like the rag and bone men? All aboard? Like,
yeah.
They don't say all aboard, do they, Rag and Bowman?
No, that's conductors. Stop trusting Rag and Bowman to drop you off at places, Nat. Yeah? Those shopping trolleys are all good for nobody. They're not modes of transport.
I mean, I get there in the end. They do a lot of stop. There's a... What do Rag and Bowman say?
They probably say... I'm a rag and bone man. Or I'm only human after all. I'm only human. Don't put your blame on me. That's what rag and bone men say.
I don't know if they exist anymore.
I don't think they. I think they do, definitely. Okay. I've seen a few that could definitely be rag and bone men.
Yeah.
I think so. But let's get into a story, shall we?
Yeah.
Another story.
And then we'll get Sabrina back.
Yeah, Sabrina Matthews is here, our first guest of the day. So we'll get through this one quite quickly, shall we?
Yes.
So, for the last year in Greenslopes, in the south of Brisbane. For the last year in Greenslopes, in the south of Brisbane. No, I'm joking. Brisbane. Residents have counted almost 30 human poos left on public paths and residential courtyards, sometimes as often as several times a week. That is the most vague sentence I've ever heard. Sometimes as often as several times a week. Not one concrete fact in there.
Yeah. I've seen that quite a few times.
Yes.
Who's counting them as well? Who's the poo counter? Because that wouldn't be me.
Since the best since records began. There are now several.
Resident Steve Smith hatched a plan to catch the pooer with a neighbour. They plotted the suspected running route of the pooer and the frequency of... and then lay in a bush with a night vision camera near one of the criminal's most frequent spots each morning. Just before 5 a.m, he hit the jackpot. After snapping the photo, Smith expected to get some animosity from the pooer, but instead he said a friendly hello before continuing on his way. Police have since identified the pooer as Andrew Douglas McIntosh, a 64-year-old national quality manager of Avia, which is Australia's preeminent retirement village corporation. He has since been charged with public nuisance, fined, and has lost his job.
I mean, I'm a bit sad about it. I would just say if that was caught at 5 a.m, I'd pretend I was sleep pooing. I think that's what you pretend you're doing.
We've got an actual photo here.
Yeah.
And the guy looks like... he looks like someone famous, but...
Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas mixed with Harrison Ford? Yeah.
Preparing a shot.
He's quite high up. There's no squatting there, is there? It's quite. It's a high up one.
We had a go. It was at school, like one of my first schools, and the headmaster after lunch, he rang the bell, and then basically he did little like lost notices, like someone's lost this or anything, and you know someone's lost a watch and someone's lost it, and he goes, and just to let everyone know, the Phantom Bomber has struck again. And basically, there was someone who was taking a shit from a high height, not standing, like standing on the seat and taking a shit from a high height and getting the, but obviously missing the whole drop, and literally just like right on the seat, on the side, everywhere. But it was happening for quite a few weeks, and it was quite a murder mystery case sort of thing. It's like, the Phantom Bomber has struck again, you know, and it's like, if you do know anything about this, please call. It starts at a young age, I suppose. Like,
why would you do that?
I don't know whether it's like to avoid getting germs on your bum or something, but I mean, we all do it.
Just squat near the seat.
Weak ankles, you know? I don't know.
Or stand on the seat, then squat.
That was it. Maybe standing on the seat from a high height.
Yeah, but getting it on the rim.
Completely missing. Yeah,
mental.
Yeah.
How do you even do that? Must have been sitting on the cistern. He's like, you got to sit on the toilet. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm sitting on the toilet. What am I doing wrong?
My mama taught me right.
This guy he has no excuse though.
No.
And that said, he works in the retirement home where incontinence is probably quite rife. So maybe he's just like, he's just picked up a few bad habits.
Yeah, it's a bit of a smear campaign anyway.
Well, what a job there. I'd like to have a job called the National Quality Manager. I don't even know, that sounds like a made up job. Quality.
Oh, you're from the NQM. Oh, brilliant. Come this way. Sorry. We've been waiting for you.
That's not a job, is it?
National Quality Manager.
I'll manage
manager.
This quality. I'll tell you how quality it is.
Yeah, I think he manages the quality of the nation's retirement homes under... Right. Yeah, why don't you just call him the quality manager?
Yeah. No, he needs the national in front of it.
He needs that, for real.
You can't be a local quality manager. Yeah. National.
Well, you go up the system.
Exactly.
You know.
Start low, get to national. Maybe he did some quality poos then.
You can tell by his posture, he started too high.
Yeah, he has, isn't he? At least he's wiping. He's got something to wipe with, so I appreciate
that.
No,
that's his pants.
No, you can see his pants around his shirt.
Oh, right. Which photo have you got? I can just see.
Wait, there's more than one photo.
I'm looking at the great photo.
Have you got a different photo?
No, just this one.
You can see his pants there, can't you?
You can see the pants, I think. You can see the pants.
Holding something white in his hand, but that could be the strap of like a shopping bag.
Yeah,
he might have been on his way back from like Safeway.
Sometimes at low moments in the morning, though, if you're YouTubing, the best thing is people throwing up on a roller coaster. Some of the most brilliant, fantastic things. But obviously, once you've run the course of people throwing up in public or anything like that, you obviously have to type in people shitting in public. And I've been there, and it's brilliant. There's one clip that defies gravity and everything. But if anyone's out there, check out people shitting in public.
I definitely won't be doing that.
Never. No,
if you want
never.
Further research on this and everything, you know, there's some seasoned pros.
It seems worrying to me. You've got cannibalism, people shitting.
Well, the worst thing is we do a lot of primary schools as well for our workshops and stuff like that. So again, if anyone got my laptop, I'm in big trouble. That's,
oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did
cannibalism.
You bring it in today?
Give it
a clean up for you.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice.
Well, on that bombshell, on those multiple bombshells, let's get into a song. And when we come back, we're going to be getting Sabrina Mafuzin for a chat.
It's all going off round here. Money on the top round here, round here, round here. Nothing's getting locked round here. Cutting down the cost round here, round here, round here. They've been on and off all year. Nothing's getting stopped down here, down here, down here. Sounds on lock this year. All going off this year. Round here, round here.
My bits cost more than a frockney. Promoters pull out your readies to book me. Usually calm, brother, don't push me. You alright? Yeah, you Kushti. Gold chain looking at the princes of Munda. CP cold like I'm here for a tear up. Fresh gazelles on my chap, El Chapo. Out my last corner, then I go square up.
When a man I come through, let loose. Going far for a shot, get two. Pull a Japanese weapon, Tenchu. Trap queen doing porn, chess move. See me with a firm full of good lots. With a bottle so big that the shrub stop. Rockstar raver, mood rock. Got me backyard looking like Woodstock.
Y'all say I look smart when I come through. You only show love cause you have to. I pull a few strings if I want to. Let me show you right now how I boss move. Wait, what's stopping ya? You do what you want, we're popular. Big boy June when we have fear. We say big boy June when we have fear.
It's all going off round here. Money on the top round here, round here, round here. Nothing's getting locked round here. Cutting down the cost round here, round here, round here. Off this year, round here, round here.
I'm that boy round here, not you. Back my lot like back that brew. You back vibes and I back that too. Who's coming back to the gaff? Swear Richard. Geezer alert. Hold up, sunshine, I've had a touch. Going on tour, so I've booked me a bus. Still have fun when we didn't have much.
Yeah. When a man a turn up, set done. Press one. Spin a MC, get your head spun. Yes, man. Talk a lot of money, but you get none. Red rum, I got the sauce, got the Szechuan. The catty pan, a galley in a mixer. Jigsaw, yard man, lift up the ninja. You've had a Reggie, blinker. Just watch your missus off a Tinder.
Girl say I look smart when I come through. You only show love cause you have to. I pull a few strings if I want to. Let me show you right now how a boss move. Wait, what's stopping ya? You do what you want when you're popular. Big boy June when we have fear. We say big boy June when we have fear.
It's all going off round here. Money on the top round here, round here, round here. Nothing's getting locked round here. Cutting down the cost round here, round here, round here. They've been on enough all year. Nothing's getting stopped down here, down here, down here. Sounds on lock this year. All going off this year, round here, round here.
Let me step in out of the room. 4 or 5 gal in fill up. Them all want the juke. Don't send me juicy with the juke. But what could you don't send me no shook? Come and hit set boom. Let me step in out of the room. 4 or 5 gal in fill up. Them all want the juke. Don't send me juicy with the juke. But what could you don't send me no shook? Gal say I look smart when I come through. You only show love cause you have to. I pull a few strings if I want to. Let me show you right now how a boss move. Wait, what's stopping ya? You do what you want when you're popular. Big boy June when we have fear. They say big boy June when we have fear.
It's all going off round here. Money on the top round here, round here, round here. Nothing's getting locked round here. Cutting down the cost round here, round here, round here. They've been on enough all year. Nothing's getting stuck down here, down here, down here. Sounds on lock this year. All going off this year, round here, round here.
By the Manor featuring Deneo. I've got a mouthful of Rolo. Things are good. I've just got a mound of gold foil and brown paper at my on my table.
Still better than a foot.
Much better. Anything's better than a foot in your mouth, honestly. As well as our special, very special guest co-host Rupert from the Beatbox Collective, we've just been joined by a very special guest, and it's only Sabrina Mahfouz.
Yeah.
Have I pronounced that right? I'm big on correct pronunciation.
Yeah, it's right. I think most people seem to get it right now. When I was a kid, everyone just got it totally wrong. Mm. I just didn't really say my surname, as I'm sure many people will.
Yeah, a lot of ethnic minorities will have had that problem. Yeah, like my parents are Nigerian, and I was saying it last week, actually, one of my favourite things about parents' evening, because I wasn't a bad child, I wasn't unruly, but I was sometimes a little bit disruptive. So teachers would always have some shit to say to my dad when he came in to chat about my education, and then they would start by saying Mr. and then they would try and pronounce Uzomba, which is our family name, but they would always, every single time, get it wrong, and then my dad would just end up teaching them to say it like really passive aggressively, and I'd just be looking at them going, you fucked up, man. You fucked up.
There's no space now for them to try and get their crap point across,
honestly.
But I think teachers and people in general have obviously realised that that's just ridiculous, and now when I go to schools quite a lot, teaching workshops and stuff, people seem to like have managed to realise that you can just pronounce a name by reading it, and
just
if you get it wrong, then someone will tell you.
Yeah,
but try.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't be ignorant. Exactly. Don't be ignorant. But you've got an incredible story, really, especially your very sort of recent accomplishment, like writing the Wiley biopic. how did it feel when you knew that this was going to become like a tangible thing, like that someone was actually that this had actually been picked up and was going to be directed and.
Well, it was the other way round, really. It was I only found out about it after the film company had sort of decided they were going to do it, and they had a director attached, and the record company was on board and everything, and they just hadn't found a writer.
Right.
So as a writer, when you do theatre shows and you do, you know, like, you end up going to a lot of meetings, and a lot of meetings is just a lot of waffle. I'm sure, like, as you all know from the music and radio, whatever, like, it's just waffle. And it's all very nice, get to know people, but you don't expect anything very tangible to come out of it much.
Sometimes
of the time.
I wish there were just real waffles. That would actually make the meetings worth going to, you know what I mean?
But on this occasion, yeah, it was just like 5 minutes in, and then by the way, so we're doing a film about Wiley, and wondered if you wanted to be the writer. What?
That would have been my reaction as well.
Just totally unexpected. I was not, it just was not thinking that that would have come out of the person's mouth, and it did. And I was just like, I was so excited. I mean, I'd already had like two coffees, but then it was like I'd had about 12. I was just, I couldn't contain myself really. So yeah, that's kind of how it happened. And then there was a process of obviously meeting the whole team and mm-hmm. like making sure that everyone was going to work together in the right way. And yeah, and then when obviously it got announced a few weeks ago, and then you realise, oh wow, like, this is actually out in the world now. So you get people messaging you like, yeah, by the way, you make sure you include this tune and
of course.
I'm like, oh no. Target's got a book out today called
Grime Kids. Yeah, I'm going to go to the launch later.
Are you? Yeah, I'm supposed to go as well. And I'm like, I can't even read that until I finished writing the next stage of the film, because it's just so much information, and trying to narrow it down to really focus in on one singular story in a world that obviously doesn't have such a thing.
Yeah.
Is like obviously a challenge, but an amazing challenge. It's like the best research job ever. Yeah. Like, it's just watching Clashes like all day.
have you spent a lot of time with Wiley? Have you met Wiley as a result of this, or even previously, you know?
I was a big raver back in the day, so kind of know all the people from back then, really. Just used to go to Iron Appa every year for quite a few years, for quite a few months, and saw that world transition from a very garage based scene to becoming what then became known as grime, but wasn't known as grime then. Kind of know them, but his sister, Wiley's sister, is the exec producer on it.
Nice.
So that's really nice. She's sort of overseeing all of that kind of thing, and making sure that we're getting to speak to all the right people and getting the right information.
And had you ever seen the inner workings of a biopic before? Like, because this is all really interesting for me now, because some of the things are obviously very obvious, but I suppose it's just the choices of who gets to do the, you know, the overseeing. It, you know, it's logical that it would be someone that was very close to it, but you then realise that, you just kind of realise the impact that it's had on family members as well, and them wanting to get involved. The Wiley sister wanting to get involved, for instance, is very interesting, do you know what I mean? Because you don't hear about Wiley's family ever, you know?
Yeah, his sisters, they're very close, and she's sort of been part of his, not just his personal life, like his business life, really, since the start of it all. So it kind of makes total sense. They're like a bit of a team, really. But I think generally when you're writing about people's personal lives, like legally, I think if they are still alive, you do have to clear certain things with people, or it has to be proven that at least this thing has been out in public already. If they haven't given you the permission for it to be, it's all quite complicated. It's the same with writing books, even if it's fictionalized, like if you use somebody's recognisable traits of them, but you haven't okayed it with them, it can come back on you. So yeah, there's lots of, it's very different to writing something that's just completely made up from your own imagination, where if you get to a point where you're like, oh, something else needs to happen here, you just make it up. But you can't with this. You have to find that thing from real life and maybe play a bit with timelines. You have to take people out of it, unfortunately, who would actually have been there.
Of course.
But you have to try and make...
You are boring. You're boring.
No,
that's a hell of a way to find out you're boring, though. I didn't know. I'm not in the film. Where am I?
I produced all of his songs. You're boring.
No. Oh, goodness. No, nobody is boring.
All of a sudden, Quincy Jones is in the Wiley biopic. He's like, Quincy Jones. Producer of all Wiley's hits. No, that would be quite funny. Only joking. No,
literally nobody in Wiley's life or in the world of grime is boring.
No, this is very true. This is very true.
As a disclaimer.
It's going to be, I'm very excited to see it, and I suppose you can probably anticipate me saying this, but I'm very, very, very interested in how the Dizzy and Wiley relationship is kind of depicted. That's going to be my favourite.
Unless he's been cut as well.
So I'm not. No spoilers, right? Yeah. No spoilers.
Yeah,
I'm not,
well, you know, that's what you just have to wait and see.
Yeah,
that
I'm so looking forward to this. Do you have any kind of like rough release dates or?
No. At the moment, there's none of that. Film is a complex world where there's so many things to fit together and. Yeah. Everyone to agree on, so no, not at the moment.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, that is obviously a huge thing, but you're more than just the writer of the Wiley biopic, man. So let's have a chat about what you've been up to recently with because your name kind of came onto my radar through The Good Immigrant. Nikesh Shukla, his collection of essays, should we call it a book made of a collection of essays. You were one of the contributors, but you have a very deep-rooted love for theatre and the written word as well. Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about it.
Well, I sort of hate theatre, really. that's the thing. It's like one of those weird things where I like what it could be, but I suppose I never felt like I saw it be what I thought it could be that much. Related massively to whose stories are always being told, etc. So the few times that I did see theatre that I really loved, one of them was called Random at the Royal Court. That just made me think, oh, actually, this is something that I could maybe do.
Right.
And this was like back in 2009 that I started doing it. And I used to always say, like, I'd love to write something about garage, blah, blah, blah. And people just used to think, look at me like, what are you talking about? Most people in them days that worked in theatre didn't even know like what garage was. Mm-hmm. And then there was one person who did, and then he was like, oh yeah, let's do this, let's do a garage musical. And I was like, are you being serious? And he was like, yeah, let's just do it. So it didn't really work out, but we were starting to work on it. And anyway, I did do a play about garage, and that was on One Extra last month.
You're the first person to have ever had a play broadcast on One Extra,
yeah,
right?
It was the first one commissioned, and then that day they broadcast two plays. Yolanda Mercy, another playwright, her play Court Life Crisis was also broadcast on that same day.
After yours though, yeah?
I don't think so, no. Hers was like in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. We got lied to.
Well, maybe if it all happens on the same day.
Maybe it's just, but I think that one was the first one that they commissioned, and then when they realised there was like a space for it on the radio, hopefully they'll kind of continue doing that, because it's a nice way to get people who wouldn't necessarily think they want to write for theatre to start writing scripts like on One Extra. Anyway, so it's just like really indicative of this time, how things have changed quite a lot, in that now these worlds that I've always been interested in representing on stage or in books or whatever are being taken seriously.
Yeah.
Because they literally were like sneered at before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can totally relate. I was going to ask earlier on, you've kind of just answered that question, if you ever thought at the time when you were, you know, raving in Iron Appa, and it was just such, you were so entrenched in that culture that you're right, people from classes above did used to kind of look down upon and sneer at. Did you ever think that it would have such a cultural impact to the point where you were writing a bloody film about like, one of its key players?
Yeah, it's that mad thing. Like, on one side, no, like, it's always a shock and a surprise. Even now, I still feel like, oh wow, I can't believe it. But on the other side, yes, like, because to me, it was everything. I was like, I'd read all of the literature canon and whatever. It wasn't that I wasn't aware of all of that. I was, but I still thought this stuff was better.
Yeah.
So I didn't see why my opinion on that should be any less than anyone else's. So I sort of knew somehow that it would happen. I just wasn't sure when. I thought it might be when I was really old, and then the young people were looking at it like, who cares?
Right.
So I thought maybe you have to wait until you're really old. And I guess, like, to young people, I am really old now.
And you're wise. You're wiser. That's what I tell everyone now. Yeah. You're not older, you're wiser, and you can impart knowledge, man. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I do think that's part of it, is the people who are in charge of, like, getting stuff done now are, like, closer to the age range of the people who were experiencing that stuff, like, in them days. So it's not necessarily that the world has changed a whole load. It's just the people have moved up a little bit on the
absolutely
on the management
we are now. You know, when you watch those kind of when you watch those you know, black films, especially black films about music, and then there's always a parent that goes, boy, what do you know about this type of music? And it's like, we are now that guy. Basically, that's us now. We are that generation that basically says, boy, what do you know about this type of music? These are big people's tune. These are grown folks' music. You know, we're explaining everything, because you go to festivals now and, you know, kids are, you know, Craig David's resurgence, for instance, you know, and then the popularity of people like People Just Do Nothing, this whole thing that comes with the resurgence of garage. We are like, no, we were there the first time. Like, sit down, let me talk to you about the olden days, you know. So I respect it. I love the fact that there is this culture of you coming in today telling us about this biopic you've written. You've got the Grime Kids launch tonight at the Curtin Hotel, for God's sake, you know. It shows that it really has made a cultural impact. But yeah, without further ado, we've talked a lot about Wiley, so we should get into a song, and when we come back we'll just have a bit more of a chat.
Yeah.
Hard luck, you texted me, you found out, never Starbucks. I've got the tips you need for when you start up. Come my flows and my sharp, like sharper than when a man goes to the barbers to get a markup. Pull up to the club door, I ain't got a park up. You got a fly in your neck, you hark up. Wanna hear me sarcastic? Let me sark up. Like, I ain't done shit for gram. I'm washed up, couldn't afford to pay me whatever cost you. I move priceless, cause I know the talent God gave me was a nice name. Something you could vibe with. Jungle the gram like a box in an MMA hybrid. No mountain too high for me to climb it. You got a career in England, didn't know Kylie designed it and then he refined it. You know what? I call the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I call the shots. I was a young boss, learn from the best. Now I call the shots. Chasing numbers and views, I forgot about the vibe. Content flows, I forgot about the mic. All of the things that keep your name ringing. When all of the fans of your song start singing. I seen it before, I got sidetracked. I realised how to bring the vibe back. I'm playing my role and that's a bossy one. In my 20s, used to be a flossy one. I call the shots. But I don't send man to the shop. Back with another one, ready or not. You might stream this so much on Apple or Spotify. Add to my numbers, I'm hot. You're gonna see me in the league at the top. And you're gonna see me roll out in the team top. Normal, no twist in the plot. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learn from the best, now I pull the shots. Yes.
Man, I've been calling shots since walking to school. Morning bops. Talking to all my brethren about where man a man's gonna take touring stops. Boss, nuff said. Won't stop working till I drop dead. When I call the shots, bullshit stops. I make everybody fix up like upstairs. There ain't no one above, so you can't export no one I love. Or I start moving like my bruv. Anytime you see me wearing a glove. Boasting because you got a start button. Man like me, I don't push no button. Walk to the door, jump in the whip. Foot on the pedal, can't say nothing.
You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learn from the best. Now I pull the shots. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learn from the best. Now I pull the shots. Gold mine in the Middle East, feast. Work every day of the week, I'm at peace. Don't get in no more trouble with the police. I don't really want my life on lease. Mind all grown so the path is clear. Changed from a youth when I didn't wanna care. Now I got a good understanding. Brace yourself when you hear I got an album landing. Man, I sound man like Rampage. Man, I sound man like Stone Love. Got my own dubs, got my own dubs. And I got a brand new one, fast man, I got old dubs. BBK is the squad. Without us, things will be odd. Yeah, we're on another page. O2, man, I headline stage. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learn from the best. Now I pull the shots. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learn from the best. Now I pull the shots.
That's called The Shots by Wiley, the aforementioned legendary Wiley, who is having a biopic written about him right now. Wait a minute, can I just ask a question? How do you pronounce biopic? Do you say biopic or biopic?
Biopic.
What do you say?
Pike?
Biopic.
Biopic.
What do you say?
It's right. I say biopic, but I it's weird because when you talk about it to people, however they say it, they really emphasise how they say it.
Yeah.
So when they say it back to you, they're like biopic.
Biopic. Passive aggressive correcting you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that biopic that you were just talking about.
Biopic. Well, it would be an autobiography.
Because I think the reason I say biopic is because it's a. Yeah, it's a bio. And then a picture, a biopic. Biopic sounds too much like an
sci-fi.
Operation.
Sounds like a
on your eyes.
Yeah, it does. Biopic.
Yeah, definitely does.
Or an email attachment, just biopic.
Just biopic it to me.
But anyway,
biopic.
I'm just
biopic.
Really anal when it comes to I'm anal when it comes to
Who decided it was anal anyway?
Who decided it was anal but then canal and banal?
Psychotherapist. Yeah.
What a prick. What a fucking prick. Whoever makes the rules, there's just no order. It's chaos in the lexicographer's club. Or whoever, like...
That is one club I'd like to be a member of.
I would love to. It's chaos. It's just mental. It's just everything. Go on, canal, banal, anal.
Yeah, I swear, it's just part of, like, the British class system. Because I swear British phonetics are... I mean, I don't know. I'm not actually a linguist, but to me, British phonetics are probably the most absurd out of all languages.
All of them. All
and,
of them.
I swear it's because of that. Like, they do have their little club, and they're like, if you're not around people who regularly say this word,
no, you're right,
we
you
want
know.
You to feel like you can't use
it's
it.
It's true. So when you buck up on us, we're all saying Emmenthal, and you're saying Emmenthal, you little cretin. And I'm just there like, oh, shit.
Piss off with your quinoa.
Quinoa?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. How stupid I feel.
I thought it was Godiva chocolate. I've been calling it Godiva for
I heard it was Godiva. I say, because I say Lady Godiva, so I say Godiva chocolate.
But it's Godiva, apparently.
Well, sorry, they're wrong.
They've got it wrong. Yeah. At the markets, you know, Fiverr, Lady Godiva.
Exactly. Godiva. Fuck out of here.
Godiva.
But thank you so much for coming through to join us and have a chat with us about, you know, not only what the Wiley biopic, but about setting up critics for colour and you know, obviously being a part of Nikesh Shukla's Good Immigrant, the Good Immigrant. What are you up to in the near future? Let people know where they can find you as well.
I'm not really on I'm on Twitter, and that's really it. It's just Sabrina Mahfouz, M-A-H-F-O-U-Z. I'm up to lots of things, really, but I never know what I'm up to unless I am looking at it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But, yeah, we just set up, for anyone who's interested in being a critic of... the art.
Sorry, and I pronounced that wrong. It's Critics of Colour.
Oh, yeah, Critics of Colour. Critics of Colour Collective. Just trying to change up who is writing about the arts in this country. At the moment, we're concentrating on theatre because that's where our expertise is, the people who've set it up, but also because it's one of the glaring areas of... it's really interesting because a show could get 5 stars, amazing reviews all across the board, and it would be written by a black... British writer, and all of the critics will be white, and they'll love it, but then when you dissect what they're loving about it, it's actually very problematic.
I hear you.
So trying to say that's not enough, that you're enjoying it, it's actually what are you taking from it, and what are you then telling other people about it, and trying to get encourage people from all different backgrounds to think about arts criticism, and like when music, TV, film, everything, it's really, really dominated by really one kind of person.
Yeah.
So trying to change that up a bit. Also working class writers, trying to support them by getting Arts Council funding for them, doing free workshops every month. That's all on my Twitter as well. Loads of theatre shows, loads of poetry stuff. So it's all happening.
Yeah.
Fighting the fight.
Yeah, incredible guest to have. Thanks you once again so much for coming through to join us.
Thanks for the
And we hope to have you... No, not at all. That all credit goes to Natalie for those.
Thanks for the
we hope to see you again at some point.
Thank you.
We're going to get into a song right now, and then we're going to have Marcy Phonics in joining us.
Yes.
Solo. Door is closed. Trust is broken.
Working, handed me his key, told me go look in the car. So I went out there to look for what he had me to get. I was checking all the seats, but the only thing I saw was a bag of cocaine. Papa was too solid, he ain't never tell a lie. I went in to tell him about it, he said, oh, that must be God. He worked with me at the job, I said, oh, and walked away. He said, oh, before you go, make sure you don't tell your mom about the cocaine. Me and a little homie, we was walking to the store. It was right there on the corner. Then we seen him got his homies. He was wrapped up in the blanket. He was looking really cold. Then he asked us for some change. Then he asked us if we know who had the cocaine. Cocaine. I'm losing my mind trying to figure out how did I inherit so much pain. I drink a lot of alcohol, problems with the law, but I have done better or the same. Daddy never tried.
Okay.
Daddy never tried cocaine.
Okay.
So my father's only next logical step was to go to rehab. That's exactly what he did. He went to rehab and got completely clean. He hasn't did a drug in over 20 years. He did that for himself, but he did that because he didn't want to lose us. Strong man.
Now let's talk about how much I respect my pop. He been through so much in life, we ain't never had a lot. We just had each other's back, that was really all we need. Pop, I love you unconditional, and thanks for loving me more than cocaine. My father tells me over cocaine.
Cocaine.
I'm proud to say that I'm an addict who inherits your pain.
Trust is wrong. Words get choked.
That was Cocaine by Royce the 5'9". We've just been left by the lovely Sabrina Mahfouz, who came in to talk to us about the Wiley biopic that she's just written. Incredible feat. Also her, just her many causes and the loads of different things she champions as a, you know, just as a woman in the world, you know, calling out shit like the fact that there is absolutely no diversity in theatre right now. I think is a very brave and noble move, because it's absolutely true. It is still seen as, even though it's 2018 now and we've seen a multitude of kind of plays come through from people from marginalised backgrounds, but still it's seen as something super exotic. There hasn't been a shift where it's normal yet. So yeah, more power to Sabrina. We're going to have Marcy Phonics in a bit later, but we're going to get into a game first, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. So you are part of the Beatbox Collective, Rupert, and your name within the Beatbox Collective is?
Basics.
Right, so it makes sense to have a beatboxer until you really utilise your skills within this game, this beatboxing game. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get Michael Payne to beatbox.
Perfect.
Some intros to some songs, and you have to let us know what you think they are.
Bear in mind, I've got a mouthful of Rolo.
No, I want you to have a mouthful of Rolo, because I want it to be, I don't want it to be too easy.
You're the new Killer Keller with the round trees.
You do need the list. You do need the list. But I'm also happy for you to go a bit of a freestyle within this. If you think of any others you want to do, I'm happy. I'll tally up the score here.
I'm going to stick to the list, because I'll just go wayward and I'll start doing some songs that no one's ever heard before.
Some Aphex Twin in your ears.
All right, so this is number one, okay? You get 1 point for the artist and one point for the song.
Yeah. Oh, I should have played the jingle. I know we like to play a jingle.
Good point.
Will puts time into this. Let me just, let's
Beat the Bass with Michael Payne and Rupert on Foo Bar Radio.
That was Natalie Beatbox.
That was actually me. Brilliant. That's good, isn't it? Right? No, I'm going to be in the collective soon. You are.
You're going to get collected.
That lady, that's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, this is the first one, yeah? Point for the song, point for the artist. Okay. Not going to do it very well because I'm not a professional beatboxer. I just want
anyone who's about to offer me a deal
upon hearing this, I'm not a professional.
You could get one with Rolos if you could do it within your mouth.
Okay, this is the first one. I've got to do it without laughing.
That's what I say to myself every day.
I'm going to close my eyes so I can't see you.
All right, Jason Donovan.
All right.
I was about to say,
absolutely nailed it. You get a 10 out of 10 on the beat. I just have no idea the name of artists and tracks, but so I know exactly that beat. I know the beat you're doing, and it's very good. I mean, you harmonise better than me. I mean, that's true. You can ask any of the collective. I'm not musical.
I forgot who it was. I was like,
was that bad, Nat? No, I was really good to him, but it was you.
I was like, I don't remember that song having that long an intro.
Do you have the actual versions? Do you have the actual songs?
The actual songs, yes. Okay,
that was a complete rendition. I give up because I just don't know the name of the tune.
Do it along with it, then, okay?
Oh, is that? Oh, I was thinking of a completely different song.
Do you know what I was doing? So, when I was coming with the other melody, there's a piano bit at the very end.
Yes, that was it. But I thought it was like this indie song.
No idea, but I actually know
the name of that artist and that thing, but from that version, so I can't get the points, can I?
Afraid not.
But it was still a good beat.
We'll see if we get better. You'll get this one. You'll definitely get this one.
Okay. I think so.
Trust me. Watch this. You'll get it in the first.
You have to leave the show if you don't now. Yeah.
In a body bag as well.
We'll definitely get this.
Yeah, sounds like dinner then.
All right, you ready? You'll get this straight away. You ready?
I thought I was just going to let it run for that. So that was Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Yes.
I almost went Vanilla Ice. I suddenly had the switch in my head there.
Well, I would have accepted Rick James Super Freak.
Of course, I would have had that, but you went for the cooler one,
which is MC Hammer.
No, I think Rick James is the cooler one.
Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah. I'm joking. My cred went down.
It's like,
in what universe would MC Hammer be cooler than Rick James?
In the DC universe. Yeah. They've been getting a lot of things wrong recently.
Yeah. 2 points there, 2 points for you.
Okay, this is the hardest one for me because it's very repetitive, so it gets quite awkward. And Natalie's a big fan of this artist. I don't want to get it wrong because I might leave the body bag.
You have to. I will eat your foot.
Okay.
I'm going home in a body bag because I don't know.
You didn't even get it from that opening riff.
Oh my God.
I did, but thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much.
I get my cool.
Get the strap. Get the strap.
The shoes are already off. I recognise it, but I'm honestly, you picked the one person who again.
So concentrate on that riff.
It's not the Beatles.
No. Later than that.
Making it worse, Rupert.
That's a different song.
Think of a male solo American artist with one name.
Lenny Kravitz.
No, it's not Lenny Kravitz.
He's not in the winners club, this guy.
He's not a winner.
Yeah, he's not a winner.
Ja Rule's two words, isn't it? Sorry, no.
one name. It's the name of his first name, and he's not in the winners club.
So he doesn't deserve to live.
So why don't you kill him?
That was the biggest clue you're ever going to get, apart from his name.
I'm just not up to date with the charts nowadays.
All right, well, what was that number three?
That was.
So why don't you do it along with the song?
Come on. Oh yeah. But what is the song?
I'm always doing them in the wrong fucking key. That's what it is.
What song is this?
Well, who's the artist, first of all? If you
You don't know that song.
You don't even know what that song is from that.
I've written that. Now I feel terrible.
Do you
now
like
I
music?
Feel terrible. Yeah, occasionally, you know, oh it ticks God. The boxes. God, wait, who was that?
I can't. I've, it's Beck.
Beck and Loser.
And actually, it's now about you, Rupert.
So I just gave Natalie my last roll.
I just saw that. Yeah, that was a champion move. Like, you're a loser. Have a last roll.
Yeah. Lyrics are, you're a loser, baby. So
my roller supply has been cut off now.
Okay,
you've been excommunicated from the roller.
You can minus me if you like.
Next one, number four, please.
Okay.
You're doing really well, by the way, Michael. Like, they all sound like the songs that you're playing and stuff. Like,
I'm going to try and get this one in key, but
I'm just a terrible person.
You'll get this one, yeah. You'll get this one from that. You have to get this one. All right, okay.
The original.
Give us an extra
early.
Point. Give us
so,
the original.
That one I was listening to earlier, but I can't remember the name of the guy. So it's Dr. Dre.
Yep.
And which one is it then? It's like, hold up.
Stop. Stop.
Collaborate.
This is the, I just had to beatbox the wrong song.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah,
did.
I just
were you meant to do?
The wrong song. Okay.
Can I guess?
Yeah,
it's
just
one
guess.
Of. It's no. It's no. One of.
Dun, dun, yes, dun, dun, that's dun, the one. Dun, 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 yeah, dun, dun. Still DRE.
Still DRE and stuff. You guys are like one. Yeah, and the that points go point. To Michael. Let's see what you could have won. There's a cuddly toy, a speedboat, a frozen microwave, and all the salmonella you want in a frozen toe.
Right, number five. We need to get Marcy.
All right,
segments.
All right, cool. This one is easy. Okay. Dung 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 dung
dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung
dung dung dung dung dung dung
dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung
dung dung dung
dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung dung Vanilla Ice
it was
with Ice
correct.
Baby.
Strong. Okay, we got two more to go. We got one and a bonus. So this we're going to get through this one quickly. Okay.
Tupac and Dr. Dre in California.
There you go.
Yes, you're on 8 points. Very well done.
Still don't know Beck and Loser.
Okay, this is the very last one.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the very last one.
So it's the Eurythmics with Sweet Dreams.
Yes!
The funniest thing is, I've just been asked to do a quiz karaoke next week, and you've just done five of the songs, and pretty much exactly how I do them. So I was like, literally, I was like, going, I actually know the names of those songs because I can't do them. So thank you for the warm up. Amazing.
No worries, mate. You can download this show and listen back to it.
You'll get the PRS for it every time, please.
Sure. And quiz karaoke sounds amazing. That's like, I really love them. Music and
where is it taking place, please?
I think it's a private one or whatever it is. It's for a company, I know, but
not private anymore, mate.
Yeah. We're
come down to this party.
We're coming.
Yeah, but it's like, no, we do a few of those and stuff with the collective stuff, or just solo stuff, you know. I mean, yeah, they're fun little sort of things.
You can find out where this is, and it's like a private, and it genuinely
should
is.
Be free
just
drinks,
let me know
man.
What company is, and I will get my hands on a uniform.
Yeah,
I will work there next week.
Even if a janitor's got to get tied up in a cupboard.
Exactly, I'll get a job there just for a few days, just so I can go to it. Well, very well done, Rupert. 8 points.
Yep. Fair play to you,
mate.
Nice.
Thank you, my very good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's get into a song now. When we get back, we're going to be speaking to Marcy Phonics.
Get it? Text a message, I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots, never hurting them. Even then, y'all don't worry nothing. And I like to give a shout out to my niggas with the game plan. And shout outs on my niggas with escape plans. 20 bands, rain dance. We can be the rain checker, we can make plans. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll this. Time to go, lock, stopping, two smoking barrels locked and loaded. Diamonds glowing, chop, climbing on them. We think I'm jumping out the window, I got them open. Line around the corner, line them up, the block and over. Sometimes I even stop the smoking when it's time to focus. My shade, Dior, my pants, velour. Create, explore, expand, concord. I came, I saw, I came.
I swore, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I came, I saw. I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine and take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. Yeah.
Featuring the one and only Skepta playing on FUBAR right now. It's Praise the Lord. I swear down, I can just imagine that song coming out in the Shakespearean times and people just shocking out to it.
Because like, the lute on it.
Yeah. Do, 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 come hither, the bard is here. The bard is in the village. And you play that same melody and everyone would just be... Do, 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 do. Skepta, won't you spin us a little yarn over this? It'd be fucking amazing. You know those shoes that curl up at the toes?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Everyone's wearing them.
Yeah. Hey, nonny, no. Hey, nonny, no. Skepta's in town and here
Trust
we go.
Me, it's mental how they made a song like that. Like, it just wanted it, like, it's a fucking banger.
Let's try 16th century folk rock.
It's true. Yeah. Amazing. Love that song. Love that song. We've got another very special guest in the house. Another legendary MC, to be fair, man. We've just mourned the loss of Channel U. And this is the place, this was the platform through which you came onto my radar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It is Marcy Phonics joining us right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it still, are you still going? Are you still going by Marcy Phonics or is it just Marcy now?
Yeah, no, both, man. Yeah. Both. Marcy Phonics, yeah. I took off the E though.
Yeah.
I took off the E to rebrand it.
Uh-huh.
So still Marcy Phonics, of course. I'm out here, man. Yeah, I'm out here. I'm back in the game.
Yeah, man.
We're live.
Back with a bang. And the content, albeit very powerful, is very unfortunate, isn't it? It's the fact that the content has to exist is unfortunate, isn't
it? Yeah, it's mad. It's sad. Yeah, it's I don't know what to say about that, man.
It's a piss take.
It's sad. And do you know what? The music I'm making, it's just purely from emotion, brother.
Yeah.
You know, I could easily do love songs, but I'm not in that space right now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And is it still, because you hail from West London.
Yeah, yeah. That's my city. That's my part of the city on the left side.
So obviously the Grenfell Tower tragedy, that would have really, really touched a nerve.
Listen, if you're in Australia and you're crying because you're watching the Grenfell thing on YouTube live or whatever it is, or the news, CNN, you can imagine how it was for me and my people where I live.
Yeah.
Because when you come out of your house, you can see Grenfell. Yeah, exactly. Do you understand? Like, if you walk down the road and you go to check your brethren, I go to eat food in, say, Portobello or Ladbroke Grove by the station, and you can see, you can still
constant
see the building.
Reminder.
It's mad.
Even
it's
when, like, I come over the flyover, if I'm going to, like, Hammersmith or Shepherd's Bush or Fulham, as soon as you come off the flight, it's the it's so prominent. And the most striking thing about it is it overshadows, like, a pitch, innit? So you can see these kids playing football, and then in the background, you just see
blood. It's heartbreaking, and it's traumatizing, and you know, it's, I don't know what to say about it. It's too emotional for me, bro. Like, it's too emotional, man. It's like, I want to be angry sometimes and say, you know, and come in it like that, like I'm mad. But then sometimes I just feel sad about it. Like, I drive past it every day. You know, the flyover, everyone who's going into the town, into the city, they have to go past it on the right-hand side. When you're coming back home, you have to go past it on the left-hand side. And even them covering it up with this white scaffolding thing they've tried to do, and a big green heart, because I know green is their colour, and they've chose it because it's quite warm and it's softening. It doesn't soften it for me. It makes it worse, because it's just... it's almost like a cover-up.
Yeah,
I don't see it in a nice way. I don't see it like, oh, they've done a good thing and they've covered it. I can't look at it like that, because I remember the blaze. I remember my brethren ringing me on the day saying, bro, there's people, can I swear on here?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course I can. Yeah, there's people fucking jumping out the building. Like, there's kids in the window jumping out of the building. It's on fire. What's going on? Like, it's too much.
Mental.
It's too much, man.
Look, just the most horrific images that, that I've seen on in the media
ever.
Pretty much, yeah.
People have moved out of West London for that. You know that people who live in a comfortable environment in West London near there have moved because they can't see it anymore. They don't want to see it. Do you understand? It's too heartbreaking. So even if you've got your stuff together and say you don't live in the council estate and you're not coming from where we are from. Even if you're living in, even if you're middle class and you're living on one of those nice streets in Portobello, you can still see the building. So people have moved out because it's too much. It's just too much to see every day. It's too sad. So yeah, this is what's, it's a sad thing that's powering the music right now. It's the positive I take from it is it's giving me life to want to stand up and say something.
Yeah.
It's giving me the vibe for the music and the energy to make it happen.
Yeah, because it's not only that, you know, there is also the another piss take, which was the treatment of the sort of Windrush immigrants, and that it's these two things that birthed your song Liberties, obviously, which we've been supporting on this show anyway. So it's really
Thank you, good to have you in
and actually come in and talk to us about it. Then there is the merch, the very powerfully designed merch. No blacks, no dogs, no Irish. Talk to us about the motives behind sort of wanting to push that slogan, which was a huge part of, you know, the generation above lives.
Of course. I mean, I'll say this. Firstly, the brand's called Each One Teach One. So you'll see as the brand grows, the kind of designs that we put out, we're all about teaching the youth. So we're teaching. So the thing is, with no blacks, no dogs, no Irish, it stems from, everybody knows, and if you don't know, back in the day, there used to be these signs in the windows of bed and breakfast. And the bed and breakfast used to say, sometimes it would say no colours, no dogs, no Irish, and sometimes it would say no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. And what this meant was, for example, a good friend of mine, his gran, came over on the Windrush, and when she came, they were staying in this studio apartment in Brixton, and it was like 8-9 people, males and females, mixed shoulder to shoulder. It was proper tight, horrible, horrible environment to be in. And she got up in the snow and she walked all the way to Colliers Wood. Now, if you don't know South London, that's about an hour and a half walk. She's walked in the snow to Colliers Wood, and she's got there to this this factory. I think they was trying to do some employment. She was trying to look for employment. And when she got there, the foreman came outside and he didn't even speak to her. He just pointed at the sign that said no blacks, no dogs, no Irish. So that meant, this isn't for you. I'm sorry. I don't even need to see your CV or see what your skill set is. Bye bye. This is just what it is. So then she had to walk all the way back for an hour and a half in the snow. So the point I'm making is, even though these signs are no longer there for us to see in the windows, they're still very much up in people's minds. These blocks are still there. You know, they're still being treated this way because of that.
Yeah.
You know, black and Irish. You know, I said on Channel 4, there's been certain times I've been in nice little bistro pubs. You know, I have friends that will invite me and we go and do something and we're whatever, having a nice afternoon on a Sunday. And I'll go into one of these nice country sort of pubs and a dog, a little fluffy dog, and people thought it was funny at the time, but it's not, would be treated better than I would. As I walk through the door, there's that little dog. that dog is more welcome than a black man in some of those places. Mm. So this is what I mean by the no blacks, no dogs, no
Irish.
Yeah.
Fair play. Well, it is a very, very powerful song that you've been motivated to make, and one that we have supported, you know.
That's the most powerful record
times.
I've ever made.
Mm.
I put my heart in it.
We're going to play it right now, and if you do us the honour of introducing it for us, and then
of
we'll
course.
Have a quick chat after.
Yes, people, it's your boy Marcy Phonics, and this is my new record, Liberties. Let's go, man. FUBAR Radio. Yeah. It's that time. Wake up. London. Hopped out of whip all black. Black Air Max on my feet. Hopped out rocking all blacks. No Irish, no dogs on my jeans. I just want to get to the facts. Cause they keep on lying for the team. How you trying to ship us back? 25 years still crying for Steve. Came in to help. 22 days in the wind rush. Walked in to help. Teddy boys punched and kicked us. Cleaned up after the blitz. They're supposed to support us. Back then they were calling us Brits. And now they deport us. Liberties. 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 They're taking liberties. 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 They're taking liberties. 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 They're taking liberties. 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 Came up talking that slang. Nah, I'm not a lyric, bruv. Threw our stats in a can. But we know that's a bluff. Bitch, try put me in a van. Can I help you, officer? When blacks hang out with a gang, cuffs too tight on my hand. Don't care about us. Don't care if we die. Hey, telling them stay inside. Can't see the whole building alive. Evil liar. Teresa's pants on fire. We gave them nurses, drivers. They gave us hearses, trident. We can't stay silent. Or get drowned out by sirens. You don't really know about violent riots, but we're just a product of a slave chain pirate. Arrested often, but he's dropped in coffins. We pick their cotton in the Commonwealth, but the wealth ain't coming. Liberties, liberties, liberties. They're taking liberties. 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 Liberties. They're taking liberties. Liberties, liberties. They're taking liberties. Liberties, liberties. They're taking liberties. Liberties, liberties.
I can't do politics with you because I'm not a politician. However, I can speak for my people and where we come from.
No way.
They would keep record of every single person they've deported. The numbers are there. We don't have the numbers. You do. And that's the end of it.
Liberties, liberties. Liberties, they're taking liberties. Liberties, 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 liberties, they're taking our liberties.
That was the incredibly powerful Liberties by Marcy Phonics, who joins us in the studio right now. Mm. The video's out, right? And you've got a certain member of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, my friend Amy Richardson. She's Irish.
Yeah.
And she means a lot to the Irish community.
Of course.
Because even though now, because she was a bit younger when she was in Game of Thrones, she was in the first season 1 and 2. Mm. So she's in it for a while.
Yeah.
And she was Cersei's daughter. So she played like a princess. She was quite a big actor in it. But now she's older, she's started to change the way she looks.
Okay.
So you might not recognize her on the street. But when she goes through Ireland, she's a superstar.
Yeah,
you see
yeah.
what I'm trying to say? So like we was chatting on Twitter and whatever, and I was telling her, yeah, boom, I'm doing a video tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
For Liberties is very important to me, blah, blah, blah. And to the Irish, and she was like, I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to London. She came, and that was it. It's been a wrap since then. Both of us just been doing crazy PR, just going mad out there, man.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad. The song is getting a lot of publicity.
Yeah, it's good.
And just the way it should. Again, like I said, it's for an unfortunate reason. It's for a tragic reason.
Yeah, and my thing is, my thing on it as well is just that, you know, I'd rather do a record like this that means everything to me.
Yeah.
It's powerful for the people, because people like, say, the kids who might be, say, 14, it might not be of interest to them at this point.
Yeah.
But my thing is to make timeless records that
Absolutely.
they can hear in the future and say, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
That was genius. This is timeless. It's not, oh, let's get lit today, mm-hmm. and then tomorrow is who else is getting lit. All right, mm-hmm. we go follow Little Pump or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not into all that. One, I can listen to it in my car, but that's not what I stand for.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Mm. But thank you so much for passing through to talk to us. Let people know exactly where they can find you if they don't know already, and where they can listen to Liberties and watch the video.
Yeah, well, the good thing is all my socials are all the same. Mm-hmm. So they're at Marci Phonix, which is MarciPhonix. That goes for Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, all of them, mm-hmm. all of the outlets. I'm all over it, mate. Apple Music. You could come find me. Let's go, man.
They can even find your the appearance you made on Channel 4 News, I'm sure, somewhere online.
Yeah, yeah. If you Google it,
it's very powerful.
Do you know what? Surprisingly, it went viral.
Yeah.
So when, even
it's unsurprising for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate
we don't really get much of a chance to speak.
Of course.
I can remember all the times that people that we can relate to have mm-hmm. been on Channel 4 News. Dizzy Rascal, Big Nasty, and you, and that's it.
And the thing is, you got to do the right thing when you're on there, and make sure that you're not doing it for only selfishly
of
reasons.
Course,
you have to speak and speak correctly for your people.
Absolutely.
So that's what it is. Mm. But yeah, I appreciate you guys, man.
Not at all, mate. We appreciate you too, brother. Mm. Let's get into another song, and then when we come back, we'll have a little chat, and we're going to get New Machine in as well. He's going to be coming in to talk to us about some new music, because he's a new machine. You see what I did there?
For the girls that don't need no makeup when they wake up. For the ones who rockin' lace fronts, you know, I ain't gon' say nothing. Hashtag me a single. You fresh off the breakup. For the introverts. What's up? Nah, we don't gotta say much. If you feel free, then you should live your life. Real love, less friends. So many things in this world I don't understand. I won't judge who you love or your brown skin.
Loaf and Leon Bridges with Liberated. A very kind of blue, not what I'd expect from Dej Loaf. No. She's come a long way from catching bodies and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Maybe I've missed a huge part of her career, but when I first heard of Dej Loaf, she was like doing this melodic rap about, yeah, just murdering a bitch, basically.
But now she's liberated.
Now she's liberated. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Doing doo-wop and stuff, you know what I mean? Fair play to her. Fair play. Everyone has to get happy sometime. Speaking of being happy, happy to have another guest in. We've had a bit of a revolving door policy today. This is our third guest of the day.
In and out.
Yeah, exactly. By the name of New Machine.
Hey.
And I can't believe it's your first time on the show.
Yeah, man.
Is it your first time on the station?
It is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
mad. Yeah, man.
That is crazy. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, my brother.
You got a new project out at the moment, Chance.
Yeah, new single. Yeah. Well, first proper single, really.
Yeah, because the you released one early last year.
Yeah, Dare For You. So I released, it wasn't part of a project, it was just like a random vibe that me and a guy called Aaron London had.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I just wanted to release it. It was kind of left. I shot the video in my bedroom with an iPhone and just edited it at home on a laptop. And that kind of birthed another project, which is in the works now, called Wolves.
Yeah, which one you're one half of, right?
Yeah, so that's, and Aaron's the other half of it. After we done that track, we just realised that we had just a bond. And I don't really, I'm from, like, well, real East London, and I don't really meet any musicians from where I'm from, because it's just... Not that no musicians come from lower class areas, because that's where all the best ones come from, but like my area is really, it's not like a wasteland, but some people have never, if you're not from East, you might not have even heard of Forestgate, or you only know Stratford since the Olympics, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't expect to meet creatives that like the same stuff as me in that area. Basically, I've always grown up with hood people, but I grew up wearing black nail varnish and come through metal first. Do you know what I mean?
So of course,
I've always had a bit of a random background, and everyone else just listened to one thing. So to find him, he's eclectic. He plays other instruments like me, guitar, drums, keys, and he produces and sings and raps as well. So it's kind of like a little duo powerhouse.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But yeah, so that project's just like, when it's not signed or anything, so we're just not pressured to do anything at the minute. We're just collecting up music and just doing stuff organically while this New Machine project is kind of just kicking off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And is that a nice aspect of it, having no sort of label, just being able to release something when you want and stick to a schedule?
It's weird. It worked better for me, probably. It would have worked better 5 years ago, before kids took over the whole industry and are dominating views and streams, because it's a kid culture, and a lot of young people in schools are the ones that are like forwarding tunes to each other. Whenever there's a rap beef or something, everyone, that's the topic in school, I can imagine. So that's why that stuff gets so much attention, but it makes it difficult with labels when you're going to them because of numbers and whatever. And my music's kind of, it's urban because I'm from ends, and I'm always going to make urban-ish music, but like mainly for me it's kind of pop music or feel good music.
Yeah.
And at the minute that's not the most popping, but it doesn't really matter for me, because when the smoke clears, I feel like I might have a little lane to just slip into quickly.
Yeah,
you know,
longevity.
I mean,
it's exactly what Marcy spoke about. Mm-hmm. You know, just making music that, you're right, you know, it was a good sort of visual that you use. When the smoke clears, this will be there, and you know, hopefully it will stand the test of time.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
when
hopefully.
People are making just songs that they think are just quality.
Yeah, my fingers crossed. Anyway,
what the general populace wants to hear. But let's get into the song, shall we? If you do us the honour of introducing the song for us.
Yeah, I'm New Machine, and this is Chance featuring Hamza.
Damage has been done. There's no coming back. We had a good run, but I'm done with that. Good riddance to the past. Shame we coulda make shit lost. Shame we coulda make shit. Shame we coulda got rid of to the past. Shame we didn't take our. Shame we didn't take our chance. Take our. Shame we didn't take our chance. Shame we didn't take. Oh,
good riddance to the boss. Shame he didn't take a, shame he didn't take a chance. Take a, shame he didn't take a chance. Shame he didn't take. Shit lost, shame he coulda make shit, shame he coulda got riddance to the past. Shame he didn't take a, shame he didn't take a chance. Take a, shame he didn't take a chance.
That's the very, very bouncy chance by New Machine featuring Hamza.
Jeez.
That gives me element. You're right. It is very, very, it's very feel good. You could hear a record like that crossing over. It gives me the same type of feeling as Sexual by Naked and what was her name? The songwriter on that tune, the featured artist. But anyway, that's a compliment because that's one of my favourite pop songs that of the last fucking 10 years, to be fair, man.
Thank you, man.
And that gives me the kind of same feels. So, yeah, that was Chance by New Machine featuring Hamza. But since you're here, New Machine, we're going to get into a game.
Yeah, in honour of you. So you've mentioned that you are half of Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that you're called that because you have a deep knowledge and love of Wolves.
Oh, good. Let me just change my name on air quickly.
Because if you don't, you will be the boys who cried wolf. Let's play a game of...
The Boys Who Cried Wolf with Michael Payne, Rupert and New Machine on FUBAR Radio.
That's a tune. So I've got some clips. And I think, do we want them to write? I think I'll have you to write this down. Have we got pens and paper? Have we got pens and paper?
Thank
Let me
you.
Give you some pens. But what I'm going to do is, so some are going to be a wolf and some are not wolves, okay?
Okay, do I get a pen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can have my, can I have a pen in here, please?
Or should I prick my finger and write it in my blood? Like last time.
Oh, appetizers. Then,
bring me a pen.
Thank you.
Pen.
It's for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So what I want is wolf or not wolf.
He brought me a yellow highlighter.
I know, right? Is that that's a pen. It's technically a pen, isn't it? We'll be getting the answers later. Yeah. I want you to howl like a wolf if you think it's a wolf, okay? Or just go, not a wolf.
Oh, okay. So not a doctor.
But write it down for now. Okay, so this is clip number one of Wolf or Not a Wolf. Okay.
Wait, does a werewolf count?
Yeah, that it should do, shouldn't it?
It's half man, half wolf.
Doesn't count because it's not full wolf, is it? It's half human.
There you go. And it's wolf like generally, it has to be specifically
wolf.
A wolf.
Yeah,
it's like it's not like a monster, and it could have been a monster
wolf.
Or a wolf,
pig, part
whatever.
Wolf.
It's strictly
wolf.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm just like getting some rare breeds coming through.
So werewolf.
This is a fascist quiz.
Here's wolf number two, or not wolf number two. Okay.
He's screaming about the ethnic cleansing going on. That's what he's doing. Fucking only full wolf. What kind of show is this turned into?
Oh, my Lord.
It's number three.
Rat. Sounded a bit porn hubby.
I've never looked for wolf porn, so I don't know if that exists, but I'm sure
wolf
it does.
Wolf porn finds you.
You are hairy like animal.
No matter how much you hide. Here's number four.
Alright, more wolf porn.
Okay. That was four. This is five. Sorry, this is number five. all got something. And finally, number six. I give more points if you can be more specific on what kind of wolf it
harmony
is, or
wolves.
Not a wolf.
Yeah, yeah. Harmony's there. Harmonizing wolves. All right.
A great hunchback. That's right. Yes, yeah. Silverback.
Right, so number one, I need to know if it was a wolf or not a wolf. So each of you will either say, "Do give me a wolf noise," or say, "Not a wolf."
Okay.
Okay? Start with you, Michael.
Wayne,
please.
So different.
Okay. New machine.
There's a wolf in the distance.
It's a wolf. You think it's a wolf?
That's a good wolf. Nice.
Not a wolf. Strong.
It's a strain.
A wolf in mating season? I can never quite get it.
That's the mating call.
The mating call.
You got me.
Yeah.
I just slipped off my seat. Christ.
I think. Not a wolf.
Okay. And what is.
Oh!
Wow, one person's right here. New machine is right. What? It's not a wolf.
Not
it was David's transformation from an American werewolf in London to werewolf, not a wolf.
It did sound
like it was werewolf. His acting was so good that it was like a wolf and he was trying to be
like
a wolf.
Like half a wolf.
Yeah, so
find.
Technically.
No.
But he probably would have got the sound effects from a real wolf.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
And dubbed over it.
Yeah, sound of human, man.
Right, moving on to number two. Wolf or not a wolf? New machine, wolf or not a wolf?
Not a wolf.
Okay.
Not a wolf.
Not a wolf.
Okay, that's points around. Because that was Hugh Jackman recording ADR for Wolverine for Logan. Had to be in there. Right, number three, Rupert, wolf or not wolf? Michael?
Not a wolf.
Oh, that was a wolf.
Damn.
That was a wolf. No point there for my man.
Still going to debate contest the first one, by the way.
No, no contesting on this one. So that was a baby wolf, apparently born deaf and blind.
That's not fair because they don't like growl or woo like anyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
They have never heard it before, so
that's true.
That should say it's all wolves, not that specific wolf. That would be very cruel of me to pick a blind and deaf wolf just specifically.
Did you sign a consent form?
He wasn't really starting, but by the end. Okay, number four. Anybody, wolf or
I've
not
got
wolf? Howl. Okay, you're howling.
I'm going to lose this, man. Not
okay.
A wolf.
Okay.
Ooh.
Points there for Rupert and Michael.
Yes.
That was a wolf. And also another fact, wolves have a fear of humans because of hunters and shepherds.
No way.
Mad.
Makes sense.
Knowledge of wolf. But you
passed
knew that already.
I need to start thinking about changing this name.
Right, number five. New machine, what do you think?
Not a wolf.
Not a wolf.
Not a wolf. It was not a wolf. Because it was a fox.
Play it again.
What was that number? Five.
Definitely.
They sound like
fox shagging.
They sound like babies being killed.
Sex fox.
They do sound like babies being killed.
And finally, number six. Who, Rupert, was that a wolf or not a wolf?
Oh.
Okay, new machine.
Definitely.
Okay, yeah, you are correct. That was a wolf. Wolves hunting in northern Canada, to be precise.
Okay.
You can hear leaves falling in autumn. Or they can hear leaves.
I heard perfect harmony.
I thought I could hear birds as well.
Yeah. That's very.
It was a friendly hunt.
It was an animal choir.
Let's just hear that again.
You hear birds in that? Sounds like they're in a cage.
No, that's
do
not birds, that's
that?
Leaves. That's the leaves, apparently, according to this.
Squeaky ass leaves. That's squeaky ass leaves.
It's like a gate open at the side as well. You can hear it all.
Like leaves on acid or something. I don't know.
They sounded like some cartoon bluebirds from a Disney film.
Yeah.
They sound like the wolves will put their paw out when they land on there.
Or like that's bubbles when a princess comes down or something. Like, I don't know.
Apparently, I should clarify. The wolf, I thought we were just going really deep going, they can hear leaves falling in autumn. But no, apparently wolves can hear leaves. But then I think anyone can.
Anyone can hear leaves.
Yeah, I don't think that's specific to wolves, is it? Like, great.
I just want to know why there were chicks in there. They were definitely chicks or like really young birds.
Really? Well, okay, so in third place.
Skylarks, I think.
Oh, do you have 3 points, Michael Payne? You're in third place, according to
Michael. According to mine, I have 4 points.
All right, four. I'll give you four then. Okay, and then second place, though, is New Machine with 5. And, well, he was once part of Wolves, but not anymore.
Nah, Michael's the new member.
Now part of Foxit.
Foxtrot Oscar. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to just eggs up in Foxes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is now a two-piece.
That means with 6 points, he didn't know Beck, but he does know Wolves.
Hey! Man, like, you've been
redeemed yourself.
Yes.
You're not leaving here in a body bag.
Maybe
today.
You are part of Wolves now. You've swapped over. You're going to do Beatbox Collective. You're going to be.
Yeah, if I need some sounds.
It's less work for me, I don't mind.
Thanks for all the interesting facts about Wolves, Nat. We are about to embark on another pub quiz, so that could be very, very valuable information.
What do you remember? What are Wolves born?
Wolves are born blind, deaf, and dumb. They can't speak when they're born.
Just deaf and blind, but we made them dumb now as well.
What, and they develop it?
Yeah, well, they're
all of them. Well, they can't speak.
Well, they very rarely develop the ability to speak, so.
To be fair, no one's born speaking, are they?
I was. I was born speaking.
The dictionary slipped out first, and you're like, oh.
Biopic is what you came out asking.
Yeah, I started asking how to pronounce
it. Why is it anal when it's canal?
Why is it cesarean?
Spelt.
Exactly. How come? We'll be back next week, won't we?
We will.
With another special guest co-host.
Ikes.
Ikes is going to be joining me. It's going to be the Mike and Ikes show.
Mike and Ike.
So
like
I'm hoping he, because he's an MC himself, so I'm hoping that he does bring a packet of those beautiful, delicious sweets.
If he doesn't, we won't be hearing him on the show next
week.
Yeah,
might just be the Mike show.
Just the Mike show, no Ike.
Yeah. But thank you so much to all our guests, Sabrina Mahfouz, Marcy Phonics and New Machine, and also my very special guest co-host Rupert from Beatbox Collective.
Yeah, thank you. Good job, Rupert. Yeah.
Yes, man, absolutely. A round of applause for both of you.
Yeah.
And
he's doing the whole thing.
You could be
in
Wolves,
bit.
And yeah. I'll just take your job.
Wait,
great.
Did you do that?
Yeah, he was.
Did
he did both the sounds.
Oh shit!
Oh wow!
Yeah, we got
amazing.
A proper pro.
Yeah, yeah. No, my best mate's Faithless FX, so I just used to bug him all day.
The funny thing is,
teach me this, teach me that.
The sounds that you did were exactly his tone and his range.
That's why, literally.
No.
How do you move your lip? All right, do you let spit come out of your lip?
No, you use
sellotape. How have you got
your teeth? No, honestly, it's really interesting. People who learn from beatbox, and literally, I could tell those exact timbres.
Big up, Jesse Elvis.
Big up,
no longer Faithless
FX. The Beatbox Collective.
He's now a singer called Jesse Elvis. So big him up.
Yeah, big up everything you just heard in the last 2 minutes. We're going to end with a song, and I'll see you next week. It's FUBAR Radio.
Intruder, and if a nigga wanna come and act like Rambo, I might know you're a big batter shooter. I told man already, man, I don't rate Django. I will show man back Freddy Krueger. Friday the 13th, but MCs when I touch down, say something wrong, I get swung round on part two. Fuck up the rest of your day, make a man feel shit like I come down. Yeah, it's going down, man's up now. Little nigga stay in your prime, man, don't jump out, cause I'm wavy. They better know how they're speaking to me when I'm wavy. Crazy.
Hot up the road, hot up the road. Anytime we come true, they know. Boy, better know. I'm still on my P's and Q's, so chill. Man, better chill. Man better show respect.
Man better respect the ting,
cause them little man get no respect. Part up the road. Anytime we come true, they know. Boy better know. I'm still on my P's and Q's, so chill. Man better show respect.
I respect it.
Cause them little man get no respect. I'm like, dog, I don't tech chat, man, better step back, them man are fake. I can't respect that, who's got the belly, I come to collect that. And if we're talking pace, I set that. Got a brand new mixtape for your head back. And I ain't afraid of an L car where I come from, man's used to the setback. Anyway, man's winning now, mummy's proud, she's grinning now. I got a tool and it's mad if I bring it out. And if an MC want it, I'll spin him round. Let them catch feelings, I catch flies, what I mean is I get dough instead. Yes, I'm doing anything for attention, bad boy, you get no respect.
One word screaming out. Yeah, respect. What's your thought on that word?
Well, respect. I think the scene we did and the people we did it with explains one word. Respect.
Part up the road. Anytime we come true, they know. Boy better know. I'm still on my P's and Q's, so chill. Man better show respect.
cause them little man get no respect. Part of the road, part of the road. Anytime we come true, they know. Boy, better know, boy, better know. I'm still on my P's and Q's, so chill. Man better chill, man better show respect. I respect, cause them little man.